It's Vinny and Nikki, and we're celebrating the year that was 2017 with all the parties, but it's time to start thinking of 2018. It's just a few weeks away. Start thinking of New Year's resolutions. So we've reached out to our good friend, psychologist Tony Rebick.
Okay, so we've got psychologist Tony Rebick on the line. Tony's helping us get all geared up for our New Year's resolutions for 2018. We learned that 92% of us will fail. So for the next few weeks, she's helping us get ready to not be part of that statistic, okay, and change things.
We want to be part of Team 8 that does.
The 8% that does. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So last week you mentioned that we need to get clear on what we want, visualize what our resolution is, and start feeling good about it.
And did you do your work? He was on vacation, Vinny, but Nikki, did you do your work?
Vinny has an excuse.
I didn't get the assignment, teacher.
I did start. I did. I actually wrote a couple of mantras on little sticky notes and put them on my bathroom mm-hmm. mirror so that I'm sort of starting my day in the right frame of mind. But just like high school, I just started a couple of days ago. I didn't do it for like an entire week. So I wasn't as consistent as I should be.
Well, you know, it's great that you actually started. Most people probably were not consistent the first week, so expect that to happen. It just means you actually need to do the work because you're facing resistance. And it's important to understand that resistance doesn't mean you don't deserve what you want or that something's wrong with you, because many people would think that.
Mm-hmm.
It just means you need to get into the practice of focusing more on what you want with good feeling, because if you're focusing on a resistance, that itself will make you want to not do the work, actually, because now you're going to feel bad about it, right? So who wants to feel bad about thinking about their goals?
All right, so what's the next step?
This time you want to actually add also two types of questions. The first one is, what's in it for me? Why do I want this goal? How is it going to impact my life? Why this goal versus another? And the second is, how is my goals going to impact the lives of those around me? What difference is it going to make in their lives? So for example, if you pay off your debts, you feel less stressed, you're easy to be around. Vinny, he just gone back from vacation. He accomplished one goal. You know, he's going to be more relaxed this week. So why creates purpose, and realizing the impact of your goals expands your visions. When you're not accomplishing the goals, you're more grumpy. Eh? When you accomplish our goals, we actually feel good and we're actually easier to be around.
And I mean, Sam won't have to share as many snacks with me if I'm...
True, finally.
Paying closer attention to what I'm eating and how healthy I am. Okay, so anything else we need to keep in mind this week?
Just keep up the practice 2-3 times a day. Build up that emotional attachment to your goals, because the more you do, the more they actually come to you. You don't have to make that much of an effort to think towards your goals. They're going to come more and more to your mind because of the practice. Whatever you practice at comes to you more naturally with time. So that's what you want to build at first, that natural instinct that the goals come to your mind quicker than you're thinking of them.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Tony. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You can check out Tony's website too. It's trueself-psychology.com. She does really cool workshops all the time.
Awesome. By the way, I've never went through with a resolution in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'm going to really, really try hard
learn
from Tony Rebick.
What is it? What's your resolution?
Oh, no, I don't know yet. But in the past,
you're already feeling.
Never
you were supposed to decide last week.
No, I'm getting there. Oh, I'm God. Getting there.